Next up, we have LD 1585, which is an act to increase privacy and security by prohibiting the use of facial surveillance by certain government employees and officials. And this is Representative Luckner's bill. So I'd like to, I know Representative Luckner has been working on this bill and meeting with lots of folks. So I'd like to turn it over to Representative Luckner to start.
Yeah, thanks, Madam Chair. I'm really pleased with the process that this bill took. We got together with, advocates and a couple ranking members of the state police and went through line by line and came out with a bill and had a process that everybody agreed on. Got the Secretary of State on board, just kind of put some guardrails up around the usage of this technology, some more accountability. And so I was really pleased, and I think most people are on board with it at this point, and, you know, couldn't have asked for a better process. I think some of the, hopefully we have Michael Cabetta from the ACLU, who can walk us through some of the amendments that we made, but particularly what came up. So we dropped the, we were going to ask, so one of the things is that any usage of facial surveillance in the state either needs to go through the state police or through the Secretary of State. This still permits the SOS to search their own databases for, duplicates and to prevent fraud and things of that nature. It would also allow the state police to query the Secretary of State and the FBI's database. Just not some of these private databases that are floating out there in internet land. So that was one of the big things. If we have Michael Cabetta in the waiting room, he could come in and talk us through it, and perhaps Major Scott as well. But yeah, I think I'm really pleased with the process, and I hope we can get this through today.
Thank you, Representative Luckner. And so you were working with Major Scott, who will also ask Deb to bring in, Major Scott and Michael Cabetta, and you also worked with Secretary of State Shenna Bellows.
Yes.
Was there someone else that you were, we got Major Scott. Okay, thank you. Sorry, I was trying to get everybody. And who would you like to start with? Oh, Senator Searway, you have a question for Representative Luckner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I can wait until Major Scott comes on. I guess I had a question for him, but I'll wait.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much, Senator. Maybe the place to start is to have someone walk through the amendment for the committee that this esteemed group arrived at together. Does Deb have that amendment so she can screen share?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, Deb. Oh, and Deb, I also see that Lieutenant Johnston has his hand up. Could you bring him in as well when you have a second?
Sure.
Thank you. Not that you're doing 15 million things at one time. Thank you. Great. So here is the amendment that was decided upon by this group. Any questions from committee members, or do you want somebody to walk through it, or are you, it's kind of concise. Jane, did you have something? I sounded like you said,
I did. I'm not sure that's the latest amendment.
I think you're correct on that, Ms. Orban.
Can somebody send Deb the latest amendment, please?
Deb, I think you got it from Major Scott in an email this morning at 8:42. And I think, as long as I'm on, I think that... Michael, when you're going through it, I think that it may not reflect the Secretary of State's amendment.
I do not see that. Could somebody send it to me again so it's...
Sure.
Representative Pickett, I have so many questions. Like, are you wearing a Hell's Angels t-shirt and are you in a purple room?
No, I'm wearing a proud to be a police officer to serve and protect.
Oh, good. Okay. Perfect. Deb, did you get it in your email? Oh, great. Thank you.
May I jump in, Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
So what I would like, if Mr. Cabetta could walk us through this, and then if Major Scott or Lieutenant Johnston want to jump in and clarify anything, please do so.
Great. Thank you. Mr. Cabetta?
Great. Thank you, Representative Lutner. I'd like to just start by thanking Major Scott and Lieutenant Johnston for spending hours with us last week refining the language. I think it's made for a much stronger bill. I'll start with the title, which Lieutenant Johnston suggested change from prohibiting to regulating. Representative Luckner initially proposed a prohibition. As a result of the compromises of last week, the prohibition has turned into a regulation. And as you'll see, the language that we agreed upon doesn't prohibit, but regulates the use of facial recognition. So in the first part, there are exceptions to where law enforcement can use facial recognition. And these are crimes against the body and crimes against the person. These list of statutes capture the most serious crimes: murder, manslaughter, gross sexual assault, that kind of thing. And the language was supplied by the Maine State Police and agreed to by us and by the representative. And so that's what this highlighted portion, this blue portion on the right-hand side, tries to capture. Law enforcement may use facial recognition software in order to investigate these serious crimes. So Deb, if you'll go to the next page. And I encourage committee members to please cut me off and stop me if I am difficult to understand or if people have questions. This last highlighted bit says that crimes of other jurisdictions that are similar to the main crimes that are serious and against the body and against a person, those are also exceptions to the prohibition of facial surveillance. And so law enforcement may use facial surveillance for serious crimes in Maine and serious crimes that have been committed in other states. If a person flees from another state to Maine and is suspected of committing a serious crime, then facial recognition may be used where there is probable cause to believe that the individual identified in a photograph committed the crime. And Major Scott, I also encourage you to step in if there's anything you'd like to clarify or add. A big sticking point, which we ironed out, was a warrant requirement for each facial recognition search. Maine State Police and Department of Public Safety were not in favor of having to ask a judge for a warrant each time they perform a search for someone's face. We were in favor of that requirement. We ended up dropping that requirement in exchange for a standard that Maine State Police and Department of Public Safety agree with, which is the probable cause standard. If you look on the right-hand side of this split screen, go to B2 or B1 rather. It says, notwithstanding such and such, a law enforcement official may request a facial recognition search for purposes of investigating a serious crime where there is probable cause to believe that an unidentified individual in an image has committed a serious crime. I think it's Major Scott and Lieutenant Johnston's understanding that the probable cause standard is well enough known by law enforcement that it won't pose much of a problem. Okay. This next section, Section C, requires facial recognition searches to go through either the Bureau of Motor Vehicles or the FBI. The FBI has over 600 million photographs of Americans. Secretary of State has high resolution photos of everyone with a driver's license. And it's our belief, and MSP and DPS agreed with this last week, that that would make this software as free of the problems that we were worried about as possible. The alternatives would be going through mugshot databases and going through other photograph databases outside of BMV and the FBI. We thought, and MSP and DPS agree, that BMV and FBI should be the exclusive places where facial recognition searches take place. And so if there are no questions about that, you can go to the next page, Deb. Thank you. Parts D and E were also inserted here last week. D is intended to capture the scenario where someone doesn't do any additional investigation besides running a facial recognition search. They don't have any other evidence besides a positive match. And we've seen how in other states, a positive match on its own poses a major threat to the civil liberties of ordinary people. And so Maine State Police, Department of Public Safety, recognizing the fact that Maine law enforcement wouldn't go simply on a facial recognition match, agreed to this restriction here. And the restriction says that, this is part D that I'm reading from, information derived from any facial recognition search shall not, without other sufficient evidence, constitute probable cause justifying arrest, search, or seizure. So the goal here is to ensure that all law enforcement who use facial recognition searches to effectuate an arrest have more than a facial recognition search. They have substantial evidence, they have other investigatory evidence to justify the arrest, search, or seizure. Part E pertains to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles' responsibility when law enforcement asks it to perform a facial recognition search. I believe the Secretary of State is okay with this, but the goal here is to create transparency around when these searches happen and who is searched and how frequently it happens, so that a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, we can find out how effective it is to do these searches and whether it's serving Maine people well. Part F is a catch-all. It's a catch-all for victim protection, and it's a catch-all for the private use of facial recognition. So some of you have cell phones that you unlock using your face. Some of you might have computers that you unlock using your face. Part F captures that. Part F also captures amber and silver alerts. If you look at F6, there's a child missing. If law enforcement wanted to use facial recognition to catch that, to find that child, they can under this exception. If there are no questions about that, next page, please. And this was not amended. This was in the original statute, I believe, and there were no objections to this section from MSP and DPS. So I'll stop there and ask if there are any questions, and ask the major and lieutenant and Secretary of State if they have any additions.
Anyone have anything to add from the people that represent that Mr. Cabetta just referenced? Yes, Lieutenant Johnston, please.
Thank you, Representative Warren. Thank you to the committee. I don't know if Major Scott's able to join yet. I know he had an engagement. sir, if you are, then certainly feel free to chime in. But he kind of just asked me to fill in. So I'll echo some of the statements by Mr. Cabetta. It was a very constructive process, so we appreciate that. So thank you. And I guess the only thing I want to add on the provision under F8, the IRIS technology, that was requested by the Maine Sheriff's Association. However, and I don't know if they're here, so I certainly don't want to speak for them, or they're, that's not what I'm here for. I wouldn't want to do that. They requested that be added, but I think the other than that, I think they still had concerns that were reflected in Sheriff Morton's testimony, which I believe was already submitted at the public hearing. So, but that is something they requested Part 8 to be in there. Other than that, I think Mr. Cabetta summed it up very nicely. I don't think I have anything else to add from the state police public safety standpoint, reference this proposed amendment. So I'll certainly, I'll turn off my mic unless there are any questions or unless Major Scott had anything additional to add.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant Johnston. Senator Searway.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That was the question I was going to ask, is the Lieutenant Johnston on the IRIS scan. You know, I know that's an important piece of technology, and just wondered where would we put that in if we're putting it in this
section? It's already in the bill as far as isn't it put back in? Yeah, it was just in the amendment we looked at, Senator Searway.
Okay.
The sheriffs requested it and they put it in.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Representative Luckner.
Yes, thanks, Madam Chair. That was the point I wanted to address. We did have back and forth with the sheriffs, and if Mr. Cabetta wanted to clarify any of that conversation, I wanted to invite him to.
Okay. It looks like he's good with what's been said so far. That they did request it and that was added. Yes, Representative Pickett.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I see that Sheriff Gillum, I believe, is in the attendees. I don't know if he has anything to add for the sheriffs, if there's any other concerns they have, or if they're all on board with what's been brought to us. It would be interesting if he wanted to speak to that, if he's still there and he'd like to speak to that.
Thank you, Representative Pickett. It looks like Deb is bringing him in. Good afternoon, Sheriff.
Good afternoon, Representative Warren. Thank you for allowing me to speak. We're very appreciative of the work that's been done on this bill, and I'm very appreciative of the putting in the IRIS scan piece. However, some of the sheriffs, the MSA, still has some concerns, mainly looking at still opposing the bill because of software. It's just not there. It's a technology that is not fully developed yet. And we're concerned about the future of implementing this technology with the bill already in place. So basically that's in a nutshell, that's where the concern arises. But extremely appreciative of all the work that's been done on the bill so far, and adding one of our concerns. So thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. I didn't understand. So you said that you have, you still have some concerns. Are those secret concerns, or are they concerns that you can share with us that maybe we can address and get you on board?
There's just the concerns of the technology is not there. And we're concerned of if this bill passes, that it will basically tie us down for the future. So basically looking into the future. So,
do you think that the state police were looking into the future?
I can't answer what the state police were doing.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand. Okay. So the things that you asked for, you got, but you're still opposed to the bill because you don't know what the technology is?
We're opposed to the bill because of the future. The technology is not there yet. And if you have a bill written about technology that's really not there yet, then that's what we're concerned about.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff.
You're welcome.
Representative Morales.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Sheriff. As I was reviewing the language, it looks like that there can be a request made for facial recognition technology if we do get to that point where it's available. I understand you don't use it now. And that you would make those requests through the Maine State Police or the Secretary of State. So it's not foreclosing the opportunity should technology come online. Is that your understanding of the bill?
Well, it is now, we are, excuse me, just a second. We're just still concerned. It's not, the technology is not there. We don't know what the technology is going to bring in the future. And that was the concern that the MSA as a whole had. Again, very appreciative of all the work that's been done on the bill. It's just the MSA stance, nobody else's. So.
Representative Costain.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Sheriff, for being here today. Is it fair to say that down the road, if technology changes and things change, that MSA could bring a bill back to the legislature and try to correct, if we need be, anything that happens, correct?
That's correct. There is another piece of this that I failed to mention, and that's the asking permission from the MSP or whoever to do this. So that is one of the other concerns that I just received. So sorry, did I answer your question? I'm sorry.
So yeah, so follow up, ma'am, follow up.
Please, yes, please.
So yeah, I mean, I think Representative, and not to speak for him because he's here, but Representative Luckner wanted one agency to sort of guard the chicken coop, and I think that's they worked with the state police and asked them to run this, and I believe, if I'm not wrong, that it's probably going to be run out of MIAC, and that's an organization that you guys use and we all use statewide as it is. So I think that will work well. I mean, again, I think down the road, as things progress with this, maybe we need to look at something else, and exactly you folks is concerned, but to get it off the air, I think this is a good bill. Off the ground, rather.
I think as a whole, if you were to add sheriffs to that, and you know, to answer your first question, I believe it's harder to change legislation once it's passed. So I think that was another one of the concerns that they had. If this does pass, technology progresses, and we're stuck with the bill, so or with the law. So that was one of the concerns.
I worry that a great way to be stuck with a law is to not participate in modifying it in a way that works for you. It feels,
well,
and I know we all care very much about the sheriffs, and you know, we usually work all in partnership on making sure that we pass legislation that, you know, equally has been weighed in on. I feel a little disappointed that it feels like I can't really get my arms around what the opposition is, but also that we can't make it fit if we don't have give and take. I guess I guess your answer is probably going to be the same, so I'm going to stop asking you the question, but I'm struggling to understand why you guys are taking a pass on this making this policy.
Representative, with all due respect, I'm not sure if we were brought to the table. I know we had a concern, and that concern on the IRIS scan was put in there, but it actually have a seat at the table. I'm not sure if we did or not. So I certainly, if asked, I certainly would have been part of it, but I can't speak if we were actually asked to be at the table or not, if it was just the state police. So.
Am I wrong in suggesting that Marianne Lamar was part of all of these discussions?
I'm sure she was, but if we were asked at the table to help with the bill, I'm not sure if we were or not. But I can certainly ask. But again, we could beat this all day long, thank I guess, but like everything else. So just trust I would me just, I do want to say again that I do appreciate everything that was done on the bill and trying to appease everybody involved. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Sheriff. Representative Costain, do you still have your hand up? I'll go to Representative Pickett. Okay.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Sheriff Gillum, do you right now, or do you deal with any of this right now with the MIAC?
No, sir.
Okay. Because then the reason I asked that question, I wanted to find out if there was any hesitation by the Sheriff's Department because of the fact MIAC would be doing, I believe, would be involved in this, and that the uncertainty of MIAC with the legislation before that we've had trying to take that piece of the pie, the MIAC, out of the picture. I didn't know if that was part of the reservation that the Sheriff's Department had. That's why I wanted to ask that question.
That was never said, Representative.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Representative Costain, do you have your hand back up again? Let me just see. Yep.
Representative Morales was first.
I actually have you above Representative Morales, but if you'd like her to go, she can go. Representative Morales?
I was going to make a motion, Representative Costain, so if you want to go first, that would be fine.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to make a comment that Marianne said that the Maine sheriffs were involved in this, just to clarify. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Representative. Representative Morales.
I move ought to pass as amended.
I'll second.
I have a motion on the floor, ought to pass as amended by Representative Morales, seconded by Representative Luckner. Any discussion? Madam Secretary, did you want to add anything? I apologize, I see you there. You'd raise your hand if you wanted to talk, right? You're all good?
we're all set. We really appreciate the work that went into the amendment. We do have this technology. We have been using it. I will say that no one has access to our technology except for the BMV. We do not make that access accessible to anyone else. This does create a process for requests for information that we would honor in strict adherence to this process. And then we are very happy to do the subsequent reporting.
Thank you very much. And thank you for taking the time to join us today. I appreciate that. I know the committee does as well. Senator Searway.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I see Major Scott is with us, and I just wanted to, I know he had some involvement in this. So I just wanted to see what his thought, if the sheriffs was involved and if there was the language that they wanted and everything's all set. I'm for this bill. I just want to make sure we get it all together. That's all.
Thank you, Senator. Major Scott, would you like to weigh in?
Good afternoon, everyone. Major Brian Scott with the State Police. Sorry if I'm slurring a little bit. I had Novocaine, so I'll try to get through it without anybody laughing at me. Okay, too late. Senator Sealway already got that. So thank you very much. I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to say a couple words. So rookie mistake on my part. As we were having meetings last week, I failed to include the Sheriff's Department in those initial calls. My understanding, and this is my error, was that the Sheriff's Department was asking for iris scanning technology to be included. So we went ahead and we worked that piece with Representative Luckner's permission and added that to the language. Then the rest of it, we did have an opportunity for some compromise, some give and take that went back and forth. But it wasn't until Friday when we had this product that I sent it to Maine chiefs and Maine sheriffs and asked for their opportunity to weigh in then. So I did not bring them to the table early on. That's my fault. I apologize for that. Again, rookie mistake, I should have. Now, when it comes to that request through the state police, the only thing that I want to mention on that is because this was a compromise, there was considerable concern that was coming from Representative Looker and member of the ACLU, that if we had 160 some odd police agencies in Maine that were all making these requests randomly to out of state, whether it was the FBI or whether it included database sets from other BMVs, that there would be no system in place to categorically do that, to have one system where someone could track those out-of-state requests, that they could be done kind of haphazardly, so to speak. So in an attempt to salvage this, in an attempt to be good partners in law enforcement, the state police said, well, you know what, if that's a concern, we're willing to do that work. We're willing to take it on. We've got the MIAC, we have the Fusion Center. We do that now. We facilitate information sharing between state of Maine law enforcement agencies and federal partners in other states all the time. That's what we do in the MIAC for a living. So I said, we would be happy to take on that responsibility. We'll facilitate the requests. We'll do those at the request of any law enforcement agency in Maine. We'll document that. We'll compile the information. And at the end of the year, we'll report those stats out. So it's not a permission based. We were just willing to help to facilitate that. And I just wanted to point that clarification out. And I do understand the concern that was expressed from Sheriff Gillen. So we're offering to coordinate that again in an attempt to compromise on this bill so that we end up with a tool that law enforcement can use as long as we're being responsible. And our concern, the alternative, was that we could have an outright ban on facial surveillance in Maine. So if that is helpful, I offer that. And if you have any particular questions, I'd be happy to try and answer them.
So just a follow up.
Yes, Madam Chair,
if we could get that language at the, you know, when we go to the review, maybe there's a little time you could speak to the sheriffs and make sure that that's all set. Would that be okay, Major?
Senator, I'd be happy to. I know they've seen the language that I just discussed. That's part of that amendment. Yeah. So that is in there. Happy to talk with them after, to talk with the representative, the sponsor of the bill, or anyone else for that matter, if there's some massaging that could be done that potentially, gets the Sheriff's Department on board. But my understanding from this and from Marianne Lamar is not only are there concerns with that permission through the Maine State Police, their concern for the future is that as this technology emerges and evolves and becomes more reliable, they might want that technology themselves as a law enforcement investigative tool. And this bill, the way this amendment as written, restricts that future use. So that's my understanding of all their concerns. Happy to talk with them if that's what you're asking me to do, sir. It seems like you might be moving ahead with this bill now, though.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm okay with it. I just wanted to see if during, just in the time of the review, if there was something that came up that that everybody thought might be a little bit better to make it more palatable for everybody, then I wouldn't have a problem with that. We could reconsider it if we had to, but just a thought, just trying to make it good.
Thank you, Senator. We have a motion on the Senator Senator DeChambeau.
Yes. I'm going to take a moment before we do the vote and everybody leaves. Oh, have they left? No. And it's just an attaboy to Representative Luckner to be a freshman legislator and take on a bill like this and get the ACLU and the Fusion Center and the major and everybody else and being able to give and take and learn. It is amazing and a credit to you right now, Representative Luckner. Everybody else has done this for a few years. I really applaud your work. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator DeChambeau. And yeah, this was it was a great process, a big learning experience. And I could just, answer Major Scott. I think it was my rookie mistake not to include the sheriffs right off the bat, but in the future, I'll make sure to do that. So thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative. Thank you, Senator DeChambeau. Any more discussion before we take the vote? Seeing none, Deb, would you call the roll?
Certainly. Video on and please unmute for a roll call vote. We're voting on LD 1585. The motion is ought to pass as amended. Representative Warren.
Yes.
Representative Morales.
Yes.
Representative Sharp is absent. Representative Luckner.
Yes.
Representative Pickett.
Yes.
Representative Costain.
Yes.
Representative Rudnicki is absent. Representative Newman.
Yes.
Representative Pluker.
Yes.
Representative Reckitt. Did we lose Representative Reckitt?
Yes, she had to leave.
Okay, thank you. Senator Lawrence is absent. Senator Searway.
Yes.
Senator DeChambeau.
Yes.
That's 9 yes votes, 4 absent.
Great, thank you. Okay, we have one final bill for today, which is LD 1473. And this is Senator Rosen's bill. Oh, Deb, we'll give you a second to switch some people out and bring some people in.